Well, this week, South Africans are celebrating the life of Nelson Mandela, that great symbol of the struggle against apartheid, and he was the country's first black president. He died last Thursday, aged 95. And tomorrow, more than 50 heads of state will attend a public memorial service in Johannesburg. The world's art community is also paying tribute, and if you go online, you'll see some stunning artworks that are dedicated to Nelson Mandela. He's been an inspiration for many artists all over the world. But did you know that Mandela himself was an artist? Yes, in 2002, Nelson Mandela started to draw, and his subject was Robben Island, where he was incarcerated for 18 years for his role in organising the resistance against apartheid. Here's Nelson Mandela talking about his work.
When it came to recreating visions of Robben Island, I needed to share this rich experience of culture, which to me has a very special meaning. When I initially did the sketches in black chalk, the images looked quite bleak. I then thought that it should be a celebration and introduce the bright and cheery colors, which I understand has become a new art form. And I hope that it will give you as much pleasure as I have had in creating these images.
That's Nelson Mandela speaking at Robben Island in 2003 about his artwork. Well, those sketches have been reproduced as a limited edition of signed lithographs. And Richard Lubner is familiar with these lithographs. He's got quite a collection of them in his online gallery. Richard is South African born and he's a friend of the Mandela family. He also heads the Australian arm of the charity Africa Tikkun, of which Nelson Mandela was chief patron. And Richard joins me now. Welcome to Books and Arts Daily.
Thank you for having me on your show.
So what are your initial thoughts on the passing of Nelson Mandela?
Well, obviously, we mourn the loss of such an incredible icon and such an incredible human being. We've obviously had a degree of preparation over the last 3 or 4 months since he went into hospital and have been on life support. But at 95 years old, he's had an incredible innings.
Well, let's talk about your relationship with him. He was a close friend of your father, I gather.
That's right. And when Mandela was released from prison, the year that he was released, my father and him had a connection and was involved in helping him, Mr. Mandela, get to the World Economic Forum to be able to talk on the same platform as the state president, F.W. de Klerk, and the head of the Zulu Party, Buthelezi. And from those meetings, from those discussions, a friendship developed. And they would meet on the first Tuesday of every month together with the chief rabbi at the time, who was also a very close friend of Mr. Mandela's. And they would discuss politics and social issues and religious issues and how to improve the environment and society. And from those discussions came the birth of our charity organization called Africa Tikkun. And that started a long relationship till current day with the Mandela family and ourselves.
Do you remember, Richard, when you first met him?
I definitely remember the first time I met him. The very first time was actually here in Australia, strangely enough. We brought him out in September of 2000 to come and do a series of presentations and meetings with different groups and bodies, as well as to raise money for the charity programs in South Africa.
Can I just interrupt you there? When you say we, who's the we that brought him out?
The Africa Tikkun organization. I head up the Australian arm of our organization that does the work for the impoverished communities in South Africa. So it is on behalf of us as Africa Tikkun because he is our chief patron.
And what was that event?
We did a large dinner for about 600 people at the Hilton Hotel, as well as a private luncheon with Kerry Packer and James Packer and David Gonskis and John Singletons of the world, who were gracious to contribute to his programs and his charities. And we held a private luncheon, which was the most incredible day, as well as provided a lot of tangible support for our projects in South Africa.
And what was it like to be with him? Was he one of those people who had a kind of charisma that you could feel? Or when you were with him, was he just another man?
No, there was something so super special about being with him. Firstly, his ability to zone in on you when you were with him one-on-one was just quite unbelievable. So often we'll meet people and they'll kind of look past you or look around you. when Mandela spoke to you, it was you were the only human being on the planet. He had this incredible charm, this incredible charisma, and he had this unbelievable softness and gentleness about him, yet it was married with an amazing strength. You just felt the strength, but it wasn't almost an overpowering strength. It was a loving strength. It was a softness that just made you feel so comfortable. He had this unique ability just to make you feel like you were the most special person in the room.
Well, it's almost as if you're saying it was the kind of strength that, well, enabled him to give strength to others.
Most definitely. You know, I can only say to you that this was a man that was just full of love, and it was just overflowing when you were around him. You know, he was so genuine about his compassion and about his concern for fellow human beings across the board.
On our end, this is Books and Arts Daily, and we're talking to Richard Lubner, who is the executive chairman of Nelson Mandela's organisation, Africa Tikkun. Richard, you're also a gallery owner. You have an online gallery. So let's talk about Nelson Mandela's artwork. We know him as a statesman, but he was also an artist. Tell us about that.
Well, the arts program came about through the brainchild of a publisher in South Africa who had actually seen the artwork of John Lennon. John Lennon had done a few sketches, which were then done into lithographs. And the publisher decided that this would be a great way to raise money for some of the charity programs, as well as a commercial endeavor for both Mandela and the publisher. And in 2000 developed a series of sketches and brought in a talented artist to actually teach Mandela how to draw. And they played around with a whole bunch of different mediums, and the one that they settled on was charcoal sketches and pastels, and they chose to go down the path of a lithographic series. And the series was launched in 2002 and then again on Robben Island, which is a speech that we heard, in 2003, where Mandela talks about the ethos behind the arts and the subject matter which he chose to reflect on. One couldn't say that we portray Mandela as a fine artist, even though the works are quite beautiful. It's more the iconic nature of Mandela using a medium like art to express his values, his ethos, his whole approach to life.
And what do they actually show? Just give us a sense of what some of the pictures are like.
The bulk of the images are of his time on Robben Island, where he spent 18 years of his 27 years of imprisonment. So they are images of the island itself and of the prison that he was incarcerated in, all done in the most magnificent, bright, cheery colours. On purpose, obviously, to demonstrate that, you know, even a subject matter like a prison, if you have a positive outlook, one can see something like that even in color. And it, obviously, when you see the works, they've got a lot of explanation, and also Mandela's written about each piece, so as to give the audience the ability to understand what was in his mind, why he's chosen to represent certain images. When you read into the words, you understand why they were so significant. So we'll see something, for example, like a hospital ward, and it's done in cheery green colors, and Mandela then will explain that the hospital ward was a communication vehicle where he could get messages in and out to the country via the hospital, because otherwise everything else was being screened. And it's this kind of insight into his experiences and his outlook on life, and each piece is represented with a statement about how he reviews family, life, principles.
So, Richard, these colourful pictures that he's made reflecting on these things, they've now been processed and printed as lithographs, is that right?
That's correct. Each one was done as a limited edition hand-signed series, and they were launched. The program was launched in 2002, so it's been running, you know, for quite some time, for 10, 11 years now. And they were sold, you know, throughout the world, United States, United Kingdom, South Africa, and Australia, of course. You know, both done first and foremost as a commercial venture, but all of them do have a charity component around it as well. And in particular, from the works that I brought in here, a percentage of all our sales then goes towards the projects themselves.
So that, we've talked about the series that relates to his time on Robben Island. There's a second series, I gather, that's called the Struggle Series.
Now, the Struggle Series was a series, they were actually, in fact, the Struggle Series were the ones that came about first. And it was the initiation of the whole project were done as a series of hand impressions. And in the one item entitled The Struggle Series, there are five different hand impressions that represent his freedom, emancipation, incarceration, the child's hand inside of his hand, representing his love for children and that the future is in the hands of the children.
So, sorry, I just want to interrupt you. When you say a hand impression, you mean literally an impression of his hand?
That's a separate piece to the Struggle Series. So that we just call the Right Hand of Africa. So there is a hand impression of Mandela's actual hand, which in the center of the palm has the shape of Africa, which has become one of the most iconic pieces for obvious reasons. The other piece that we spoke about called the Struggle Series are physical pencil sketches of hands. And he says, I chose to represent hands because hands can punish or uplift. And that's why they're very symbolic as hands.
And do you have a favourite among all these works?
Oh, it's hard to. It changes when as things shift and change in my life. I tend to find that my favourite changes as well. But I love the images of the hands, of course. But there's an image of the lighthouse on Robben Island, which is an absolute favourite of mine. Because, as he says, a lighthouse represents both a warning symbol to avert danger, but it's also a beacon of hope. And he's done this in these beautiful yellows and reds and purples to also represent his indigenous culture. For me, the lighthouse has been a standout.
So where can these works be seen?
They can be seen at CWM Gallery, and that's located in Sussex Street in Sydney, as well as they can be viewed on our website, which will also point people to where to visit and view the artworks around the world as a physical presentation or exhibition.
So what do you think is his legacy as an artist, I mean?
You know, I think I would be incorrect in portraying him as a fine artist as such and as a legacy as an artist. I think I tend to get more of recognize him for him as Mandela, for what he truly stands for. And I think the art is more a representation of those principles, that ethos. I can't move past the fact that he is beyond just an artist. He's this iconic figurehead who's chosen a medium of art to represent, you know, what lies within his heart. In a similar fashion, as he is not an author, yet he published a phenomenal book. One reads the book and gets an incredible insight into both the man and his outlook on life. And that's what I think I would like people to, you know, be looking at him relative to the artwork, is when you view an art piece or you purchase an art piece, that's what you're buying into. You're buying into the ethos of the man, not necessarily just another a piece of art that's either colourful or has appeal in that sense.
Yes, I totally get what you're saying, that it's special because it's a statement by this very special man.
Absolutely. And it happens to look fantastic at the same time.
Richard, it's been great to talk to you. Thank you for coming on board.
My pleasure.
And Richard is the owner of the online gallery whose works include lithographs by Nelson Mandela. And if you go to our website, you'll find a link. Richard also heads the Australian arm of the charity Africa Tikkun, of which Nelson Mandela was the chief patron. And for more on Nelson Mandela, go to the RN front page and you'll find a selection of programs on his life and his work. And you can also tune into a special digital station celebrating his life. If you look for ABC Extra on your digital radio receiver, or search for ABC Digital Extra, or go to use the ABC Radio app. This is Books and Arts Daily on RN. Next up, some fun for parents and kids. We're going on a bear hunt.